Welcome to the program. My name is Jesse Peterson. Tonight, we are talking with my favorite people, the young. We want to understand what are they thinking? How do they see the world? What do they think about the issues of the world today? And I have to tell you that it's going to be very, very interesting. So what you should do is go next door and call your neighbors and your enemies, your friends, and tell them to tune in. You wouldn't want to miss this. My first guest is Michael Broussard. Kenyon. Williams, how come you guys don't have, like, Mary and Sue and white, your slave names? William Cox.
Wayne.
Hi, William.
Wayne
Cox. And what is yours?
I'm Kenya Cox.
All right. And Victor.
Yes.
All right. Yeah. Welcome to the program. Thanks for coming, all right?
Thank you.
Okay. Can you welcome
You're
them?
Welcome.
You know what? We want to talk about everything tonight. We're going to start from the family, and then we'll go out into the community, all right? So one of the reasons that I want to talk about this, because within the black community, it's screwed up. And it is not getting any better from what I can see. And I noticed that the black men are weak, and I mean the young boys on up, are weak, and the girls are controlling them. And I want to understand why, because my generation, it happened to them, and I see that it's happening to the now generation. And so we're going to start with the family to find out what went wrong so that we can understand the situation. The first thing I want to talk about, I want to ask Michael first. What do you think about the family nowadays, the mother, father, and the way homes are ran out? Do you have an opinion of that?
I guess most old people say is they don't, parents nowadays don't discipline their kids like they used to have discipline.
Speak up for me, I can't hear you.
Like most older people says
right,
that
Wayne,
the parents nowadays don't discipline their kids hard enough.
Right. And do you agree with that? No disciplines?
Yeah, a little, in a way.
You agree with that, in a way. Are you at home with your mom and dad now?
I live with my aunt and my uncle.
And where's your mother and father?
And my mother in Louisiana, my pops in Texas.
Really? And so your aunt is raising you, an uncle?
For a year so far, yeah.
Really? And do they discipline you?
Yeah.
In what way?
Punishment.
What kind of punishment?
Like stay at a roof or something.
Oh, yeah. And what do they discipline you for? Like things like what?
If I forget to do my chores or something like that, or if I do something I'm not supposed to do.
Yeah. Do you think a parent should do that? Discipline a child?
Yeah.
They do. Good. So do you get in trouble?
Not really.
Not really? You're a pretty good guy?
Yeah.
That's good. No game murmurs or anything like that?
Nah.
Do you date?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Do you have a girlfriend?
Not really. But I talk to different girls, but I don't really have a girlfriend.
Oh, good. All right. How about you, Kenya?
Kiana.
Okay. What do you think about parents? Do you live with both parents?
Yes, I do.
Your mom and dad.
Uh-huh.
And do they discipline you?
Yes, they do. Very strongly.
They do.
Uh-huh.
Do you think that's a problem with teenagers nowadays, that the parents are not disciplining them?
Yes, I think it's a big problem because, one, the kids really don't have any place to, you know, come from when they're out in the world, like at school or anything, or at the mall or something. They really don't have anything to fall back on as far as knowing how to behave in certain places, you know.
Yeah.
So the parents are like, really, these days they really slacked off a lot. And I think that's a major problem. I see it in my friends and a lot of things like that. And if one parent has gone, it's kind of like the kids just dropped in the middle, you know, they don't know what to do. They're like thrown back and forth. Well, no, custody of him, you know, I think it's just a big mess up.
Well, and who disciplined you, your mom or your dad?
Mostly my mother, but my father does get a little part in because my father's, he works night and day. My mother works night and day, but she's home more than my father is.
Or who do you prefer to do it?
Actually, both, because I'd like to see both points of view so I can, you know, I'd like both of their opinions, you know, or I'd like both of them to discipline me so that I can sort of like, you know, evaluate certain things like maybe to decide, make up my own decisions.
Yes.
You know, like take both points of views and like put them together, and then that'll most likely, that'll turn out the best way.
And how old are you?
15.
You're 15.
Uh-huh.
All right. How about you, Wayne? Do you live with both parents?
Yeah.
And do you think the problem with kids now is the lack of discipline?
Yeah, because some kids that are real bad, their parents, if they do something bad, they don't really do anything about it.
You know. And do you get discipline in your home?
Yeah.
By whom?
Both my parents.
Both parents. And you think? Do you think that's making a difference in your life right now?
Yeah.
In what way?
Because I know not to do certain stuff or what'll happen. You know, if I do some certain things bad, then I know what the consequences are.
Certain things bad, like what?
Just different.
Give me
a lot of different
bad
things.
Something that you would get in trouble for.
Going somewhere or something. My mom said not to or something like that.
Going out of the home without telling your mom, or if you do it without.
Like if I, she says, oh, you can't go to the movies or something, and I go anyways, and then she finds out.
Do you do that sometime?
No.
Oh, you never do. Yeah. So, how about you, Kenya?
I live with both parents. I disagree and I agree.
You disagree with what?
With the discipline in the home and with the parents and stuff. I think some families do need to discipline their children because the kids aren't learning their lessons when they don't do it. But on the other hand, I think that parents, instead of disciplining them every time, they should talk out things with their children and find out why it really happened and what they can do to prevent or something like that.
Yeah. You feel that way, Victor?
Yes.
Do you live with both parents?
Yes, I do.
Mother and father. And who disciplined you?
My father.
Good. And when we talk about discipline, do you mean like you get a whooping, or you have to go to your room, you get yelled at? What kind of discipline are we thinking of?
Whooping.
You get a whooping?
Yeah.
Do you get a whooping?
Yeah.
How old are you?
12.
Really?
Just turned 12.
You still get a whooping?
Mm-hmm.
When the last time you had a whooping?
About a month ago, I say.
Really? And what is a whooping?
It's a pretty good discipline.
Do they like take a belt and whoop you, or?
Yes.
They take a belt and they whoop you.
Yes.
How you feel about that?
I think it's good for me because I don't do it anymore. But sometimes I do the same thing over, and I do get another whooping or anything I do for, and. Now, I haven't gotten any trouble lately because now my dad could talk to me.
Really? So whoopings doesn't necessarily work for you?
Yes, they do.
They do. How do you feel bad after you get the whooping? Like you shouldn't have gotten a whooping or something?
Sometimes I do.
You do? Do you talk to them about that?
No, I don't.
Don't you think he's like too old to get a whooping?
No.
You don't? Do you think he's too old?
No.
No? Really? How about you?
Not really.
Are you too old to get a whooping, Wayne?
Not really.
Really? How about you?
I think so, yeah.
How old are you, Michael?
15.
Really? And how old are you?
13.
13. And so you think that do you think Michael is too old to get a whooping? Michael.
Yes.
No, I'm asking Michael, I'm asking you if Wayne is too old to get a whooping.
How old? Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Do you think so?
No.
You don't think he's too old?
No.
Really?
Well,
I think you're too old to get a whooping.
I kind of do, but now I don't get whoopings. That most of the time my parents will talk to me or something. Or if my dad gets really mad, he's a woman, sometimes he just hits me.
Really? Kiana, do you think that Michael's too old to get a whooping? And are you too old to get a whooping?
No.
Do you get whoopings?
I haven't. I've learned my lesson when I was younger. So I don't do things that are that bad, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I might do things, but if I do get a whipping, then I've done something really bad, and I usually know not to do that, or, you know, to do something to prevent that from happening, you know, because I've learned my lesson when I was younger.
So. Victor, who convinced you that you're not too old to get a whipping now? How old are you?
12.
12. Who convinced you that you're not too old at 12 to get a whipping?
My dad.
Oh, he told you that you weren't too old?
No, I just figured that out.
How would you feel about it if your teachers would paddle you for doing wrong in school?
They don't do it. I used to get in trouble at school back in Arkansas, and they do paddle back there. They're real strict back there. But now at the school I go to now, they're supposed to, but they don't.
Really? Oh, knowing that you're from Arkansas, I can understand why you believe in whoopings. Because I come from Alabama, and believe me, I know that they believe in whoopings back there. I didn't know that you were from back there. Let's go on out of the home. So what the kids need now is parents, right? Good parents. We all agree to that?
Yeah.
Do you tell the kids that when you see that they're in trouble?
No.
Tell them what?
They won't listen? No.
Tell them.
I don't think it's personally that it's the... Like, if it's your friend, I don't really think it's your place to talk to your friend, like, about that kind of stuff. I think it's the parents' duties to do that. And I don't think it's the kids' that your friend should have the obligation to doing that in the parents' place.
Why not? What's the purpose of a friend?
A friend is to help out, but I just don't think that a friend is the kind of person. It's like having your friend take place of your parents or the duties your parents should have.
You disagree, Wayne? Huh?
Yeah.
You do. You think a friend should talk to a friend when they're going through things like that?
Like if my friends get in trouble too much or something, then I tell them that they should stop doing all stuff so they don't get in trouble. If they get in trouble too much at school, then they end up getting kicked out.
Okay. Let's talk about school real quickly here. What do you think about school? What are you guys' impression of school? Anybody?
For my first year of school in California, I liked it. It was different. It's
like, where are you from?
Louisiana.
Did you come with it?
No.
So you like California schools?
Yeah.
Why?
It was better. Because, like, when I was in Louisiana, I used to, like, get suspended. I'd get in trouble. Like, now it's just like, school was fun.
School in Louisiana wasn't fun for you? What was it like?
Man, it'd be a whole lot. It's a lot more work than out here.
A lot more work? Oh, in Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't want to do the work in school?
I try to do it, but, you know, you be trying to have fun at the same time. But you know.
Oh, so in Louisiana, you have to do a lot of school work.
Yeah.
But here, you don't.
Yeah, it's a little more difficult.
You like that better?
Yeah.
Really? And what grade are you?
I'm going to the 10th this year.
So... how is it going to benefit you not having to do work in school?
I do work, but it's not as much. Like,
are you lazy?
Nah.
So why don't you want much work then?
Because, just sometimes it'd be too much, you know. Yeah, like, I'm the type, I don't really like school. I really like going to school.
You don't?
But, yeah. I just go, do my work and try to get it over with.
Why don't you like going to school?
So, it'll be boring to me. Like, well, I liked it my school year this year. I enjoyed it more than...
Because you didn't have to do any work.
No, because it wasn't as much.
Yeah.
Wasn't as much work.
How do you feel about school?
Let's see how I feel. These days, I think it's kind of falling apart. I kind of think they should have the paddling school.
Should have what?
Where you get a punishment at school.
Uh-huh.
I think you should, because my parents have told me that when they were in school, they used to get paddled at school.
Yeah,
and that
I remember those days.
Yeah, that prevented them from doing anything else wrong because they knew they would get paddled again. And since they stopped that, I see the school just gone mad because I know some. I have some people at school that just they ditch all the time and they just don't do what they're supposed to do. They like some kids have. I see them smoking in the bathrooms, and you know, I mean, they're gonna do that. They did that a long time ago, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But I think it's just a lot worse these days.
And how do you feel about having to do homework and your teachers and things like that?
I think homework is very necessary because if you want to learn your lesson, then you have to be tested some kind of way, you know.
Do you, what's your grade point average for this year?
3.2, I think.
Oh, yeah? That's not bad. What's yours?
I think it's somewhere around there, like 3.2.
Oh, yeah, right.
That's real. I do good at school. I just don't like going there. But.
Oh, I see. What was your grade point average? I know you was hoping I didn't ask. Wayne, what was your grade point average this year?
It was bad this year.
What was it?
Like 2.
2? 2? Was that a D?
No,
minus?
It was a C. But last year, Last year I was making honor roll, but this year I don't know what happened.
You don't know what? You lost?
I guess, but I'm ready for next year, though.
Oh, you are?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when we come back from break, I want to ask you what makes the difference, okay? So think about that. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a moment.
Bond, Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny, rebuilding the black community by rebuilding the black man. For more information, call our Los Angeles office at area code 213-759-3844. Oregon office, area code 503-955-1651. Or write, post office box 86253, Los Angeles, California 90086. Bond, Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny.
Okay, welcome back. We're talking to teenagers tonight or today, wherever you may live. We're trying to understand what are they thinking about the world today. Dwayne, real quickly, what happened this year that caused you to fall so low at your grade point?
Laziness.
Okay. Let me ask this question. Dating. There's a lot of dating going on between young kids now, teenagers. At what age should a person start dating?
What kind of dating do you mean, though? Because parents think of dating.
We're talking about the normal one, not the two girls. I mean,
no, I mean, like, parents say if you're dating, you're going out.
That's a good question. What kind? You have to tell now what kind. Let's put it this way, Wayne. At what age should you start dating a girl?
Should you?
Which age should Wayne start dating? Are you dating now?
It depends. It should be like around this age. It depends how you're doing it, though. If you're not, you know, like in the old days, they used to go out on dates to the movies and go out to dinner and all that stuff. But it's not like that. No, just
what do you do on a date now?
You don't go on dates. You just, well.
You just what?
Sometimes people go to the movies, but they don't go out to dinner.
Are you dating now?
No.
You're not dating. Have you dated?
Yeah.
At what age?
This age.
With that?
Huh?
15? 13. You're 13? You seem to be 14 or 15, man. Start dating at 13.
Mm-hmm.
And let me see your hand. Everybody dating on this panel?
What kind of date you mean? Like go somewhere with a girl?
No.
Is there another word for
it? You could just be going out with somebody.
Boyfriend.
You can just be going out. Yeah, but you don't have to go on a date and stuff.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking about, going out.
It's called going out now.
Yeah.
Okay. That is right, because this young man called me up one day and said that he wanted to go out with my daughter. And I thought he meant he just wanted to go out to a movie. And I said, okay. And I come to find out later he meant dating. And I didn't know that they had changed the term. So at what age should you go out?
Not my age, or maybe 12. It depends, because some
maybe
people...
12?
But look it.
12?
I know. I heard some kids 12? In like elementary school, they just go out just for going out. Cause they don't do it. They just go out. Just for it. To know it.
So let me ask, Kenya, are you dating? I mean, going out.
I'm only 11 years old, but I go out with my girlfriend to the movies. One time, a big group of girls and boys went to the movies, and we all went to go to the movies. But no, I don't date.
And you don't go out with a special guy?
I don't think I'm old enough to do that yet.
At what age do you think you should start doing that?
About 14.
How old are you now?
I'm 11.
Oh. So you should start at 14.
Yeah.
What do you think, Victor?
I say 13.
At what age should a guy start going out?
Maybe about 14.
Really? Do you agree with that?
Well, that seems about right.
Are you going out right now?
No, I'm not.
How about you, Michael?
So I don't really know. I mean, like, if you like a girl, she like you. They're going to still like each other no matter what, anyway.
Really? Michael, let me ask
you. It ain't gonna be all serious, though. Just like,
so
like
have you gone out with a girl already?
What you mean, like
dating? I thought it was called dating, but it's called going out now. Have you done that?
Yeah, a few times.
Yeah. Why would you need a girl at such an early age? Do you feel lonely or something?
Nah, just be a friend.
Huh? Huh?
Just be like your friend.
Just be like a friend?
Yeah, a close friend.
How about you, Dwayne, since you think that 13 is fine? Do you feel lonely when you...
No, same thing as he said.
Don't say the same thing he said.
No, really, though.
Okay. Let me ask this. I noticed that black kids nowadays, not all, but many of them, when they're coming out of school not being educated. They can't speak properly. They don't know how to read, write. What is going wrong in the school that is causing that?
But I think it comes from parents, too. But I don't know.
Are they teaching you in school how to read, write, and speak?
Yeah, they teach you, but some kids just don't pay attention. Yeah. And they bitch score or something.
Yeah.
Because they'll have they'll have their proctors out there at lunchtime and stuff, but during class time, it's too easy to ditch from school, though.
Really?
Me?
Yeah. Anybody?
I think that, they may learn in school, but once they get out of school, they're on the streets, and they're just whatever they learn in school, because they're going to pay more attention in the streets than they are in school. So whatever they learn in school is going to go, what they're doing on the streets is going to go right on top of that. That's why I think it's turned out that way. And I think kids, not a lot of kids in this world today, but some kids, they do want to get a good education. They do want to have a life when they get out of school. I do, and I keep my grades up. I do good in school.
And when you say having a life, it means that one day you hope to be a wife and a mother.
Have a job, a work, not live on welfare or something like that.
Yeah. Victor, how come kids are not speaking better nowadays?
Black kids. I think that in public schools, the teachers are slacking off a little bit.
Oh, they maybe, are?
Yeah, I think so. Because, I don't know, maybe they just don't want if the kids don't pay attention, all they think about is the paycheck and how much they get
care.
In. They don't care about the kids or anything.
Really?
How the games.
But I think some teachers, they'll tell you the reading, right? And if you don't, then they'll just send you out the room. Then nothing
really?
Happens. If you're bad or something, you want to do what they say, okay, you go to the office and sit there for the rest of the period.
So what do you say to that, Michael?
Some teachers, they'll teach it to you one time, and a lot of times, most people, they don't catch on the first time, and they be moving on in the books and stuff, and, the other person will be behind, and they're not catching on to what, they're not learning nothing. They still be trying to catch on one thing, and they jump to nothing.
Yeah. Yes.
When they say, you have to read so much in a book every year, and they don't have enough time to do it, so you have to keep going fast, and you can't stop and try and teach this person that. You have to just keep on going and rushing it.
Did you tell your parents what is happening? You guys just keep it to yourself.
No, I
tell my parents.
My school, we pretty much learn at our school.
Yeah.
Most of the kids are not bad, a lot of them are.
Yeah, in our city, it's like one of those peaceful towns, not a lot of crime, so everybody is real nice and peaceful. And teachers, I think teachers in our city, they care about their students. I know all my teachers have. And if you have a problem, they're going to help you. And they're not going to say, figure it out yourself or something like that. They're being paid to help.
What city do you live in?
I live in the city of Laverne. It's around Pomona, but it's next to Pomona.
What city do you live in, Mike?
Carson.
You live in Carson. How about you?
Pomona.
Oh, you do? And you live in Pomona.
I live in Laverne.
How about you, Richard?
She's my sister.
Cerritos.
Brother.
Cerritos.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But I come to school down here every day.
Oh, you do?
I go Marcus Garvey.
Why you come down here? Oh, Marcus Garvey.
Yeah.
That's a private
Garvey.
School.
Yes.
That's a private school.
Yes.
So you come all the way from Cerritos to here?
Yes.
Really?
I think that school is better because they make sure you keep up. And if you fall behind, well, they'll spend time with you and
good.
To keep you catching up. But they are real strict and everything.
Yes.
But in L.A. schools, there are so many kids going there, it's kind of hard for them to try and teach everybody what they need to learn, if they stay behind or something.
Is it white to speak properly?
Not necessarily.
No, but people think it is.
Do you get beat up about that sometimes?
No.
No.
No. I think that in schools, the reason that kids aren't learning, because I think that school should be fun, but also educational, because up until a couple years ago, our school was learn, no hands-on projects. But now the last 2 or 3 years, we've got computers, we're learning things, we're having fun, and when you have fun, you're more eager to learn things.
Absolutely. What do you say, Michael?
Excited. Like,
is it white to speak proper?
Nah.
So I noticed that you're kind of shy and not really full of courage. Why is that? Is that true about you?
A little bit, yeah, in a way.
And why is that?
I always been like that, though.
You always been like that? Ever since you've been knowing yourself?
You should have said that.
Really? Do you want to overcome that?
I'm cool. I like the way I am.
You want to... Girls don't like shy guys.
I'm not shy, girl. I just don't like being around a lot of people sometimes. Like,
you're uncomfortable around a lot of people, but not necessarily...
I'll be comfortable, but it's just shyness. That's all.
Yeah. Do you like being shy, Dwayne? I noticed you're acting very bold tonight. Normally at meetings, you're very shy. That's good. I'm glad to see that. Let me ask just quick questions from everybody because we're coming to the end of this segment. What do we need to do to change the world? Michael.
Better schools, educational systems, and like talk to kids about different situations.
Okay. I think the school and the family and the surroundings, which is a combination of both.
I'm sorry?
I said the schools and the family, and I said your surroundings, but that's a combination of both because your surroundings kind of
matter.
I think we need more schools, so... be so compact so you can't teach everything, and the parents should be more disciplined towards the kids that the parents that aren't.
Okay.
I think that kids should learn the education they need to be the leaders of tomorrow, because that's what they're going to be, and they need to learn what they need to do in the future.
I think that the parents need to keep on staying on their kids real hard and make sure they get the lesson straight and everything.
Okay. I also think they should make it fun.
You know, we're coming to the end of this program, but when we come back next week, we're going to talk about abortion, homosexuality, and all that in the schools. My name is Jesse Peterson. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor. I'll see you next week. We're back from last week. My name is Jesse Peterson. Welcome to the Jesse Peterson Show. I want to remind you that for those that might not be aware that I am the president of BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. And the purpose of BOND is to rebuild the black community by rebuilding the black man. And we also have a youth program where we get together with kids and deal with some of the issues that they are going through in life. And that is one of the reasons that I decided to have this program tonight, because I was shocked at some of the things that I heard from the kids and the way that they are thinking nowadays. And so I'm going to try to give you the opportunity to see the mindset of some of the kids and you to determine for yourself if it's right or wrong. This is a part two program, so if you missed last week, call the studio and they can replay it for you because we're going to continue from last week. I want to go around and just have the kids to introduce themselves real quickly. I want to know your age, your name and your age, all right? Let's go here first.
My name is Mecca and I'm 9 years old.
My name is Kenny Cox.
You're so cute, Mecca.
My name is Kenny and I'm 11 years old.
Wayne Douglas Cox, Jr. I'm 13.
All right, Wayne.
My name is Andriana Williams, and I'm 12 years old.
You can speak up louder than that.
My name is Andriana Williams, and I'm 12 years old.
All right.
My name is Michael Broussard, and I'm 15.
15, okay. Thanks for coming on tonight. We talked about last week if kids should get paddles at school, and most of you agree that they should, and that in the home, the problems is that the parents are not parenting. They're not doing their job. We all agree with that. I want to know a little some things about school itself, what goes on in school. I asked last week, how did you feel about abortion and all those kinds of things? I want to know first, in the schools, are they teaching you about homosexuality at all?
No.
It's not being taught at your school at all?
No.
That's good. And let me ask, how do you guys feel about that?
Well, just about it.
Yeah, do you think it's something that we should accept as normal?
No, not to me. I don't think so.
I'm sorry?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't either. I think it's sick, pretty much. It's not the way God wanted it to be because he put man and woman on earth for them to be together, not man, man, woman, woman.
Okay.
I saw a talk show. They were talking about this, and they were saying that it doesn't say anything wrong with it in the Bible. But I was thinking that if God wanted people to be gay and stuff, he wouldn't have put Adam and Eve. He would have had Adam, or Eve and Eve or something.
Adam. How do you feel about that, Mecca?
I think that homosexuality isn't something that should be done. And I think that your parents should talk to you about it. I think that it's a teacher's place to talk to you about it. I think the person at the parent should talk to you about that.
Yeah. How about you, Mike?
I think it's wrong, and in a way, it's dumb. It's stupid. Like, don't make no sense.
What do you think?
I think that homosexuality should be taught at home and not in school, because I mean, God didn't want people to be that way, and I think that I think it's gross. And.
Alright, thanks. That deserves a clap.
I don't think it should be in school, because what if some kids say, oh, let me go try it, and they end up liking that stuff, and then they want to do it too.
So let me ask this question, because if I was at home and I was a liberal minded person, I would think, well, their parents told them that. Do you know that to be true yourself, or is it because someone told you that? How do you know? Do you know it for yourself, or did someone tell you that it's abnormal?
What?
That's wrong?
Yeah.
I do myself.
I know myself.
I just want to get that out.
I do myself.
I see people doing that, and I know that it's wrong to do, and I know it's not something that I want to do when I grow up.
All right.
You see two guys walk in the mall. That doesn't look right.
Well, the way they talk.
Because it does happen, but.
The way they act, the way they talk. I think they're people who have mental problems. They're called crazy. I think homosexuality, people are who are homeless, they should be marked crazy too, because I think that's what they are.
Yeah,
right.
Let me ask about abortion. How do you guys, do you think that a woman should have the right to have an abortion?
No, not at all.
I don't want to have an abortion.
Why not?
Well, because, I mean, because children are a future, and if you can't have, I mean, it's a beautiful, not that I have a child or anything, it's a beautiful experience, I know.
Oh, you don't have any kids yet?
No. I think it might be a beautiful experience to have a child of your own, but I mean, at a certain age, if you're going to have a child, I mean, I think you should have it with an adult's,
You don't think that she should have an abortion?
No, I don't think you should have an abortion because, I mean, it's harming. It's harming, and I mean, I think it's sad.
What do you think, Michael?
I think it's wrong because, like, you be killing another person at the same time that you you have an abortion, you killing another person.
Absolutely. What do you think about it? What's your name?
Melissa.
Oh, that's a nice name. How old are you?
10.
Yeah. What do you think a woman should have an abortion?
No.
You know why?
Because it's disgusting.
It is? It is. Don't forget that, all right? As you get older, don't let them fool you. Yes.
I think that if people are going to have sex when they're young, they should have it safe. And if they don't, then they end up getting pregnant.
They should have it safe?
And then if they can't afford the baby or something and they have it, instead of having an abortion, I think they should put it up for adoption so somebody else could take care of it.
Do you think kids should have sex?
No.
You don't?
I think...
Thank you for telling me that.
I think if they're at a young age, they're not able to support the baby, that, and they know if they're going to have sex, that there might be a chance they're going to have a baby, they should think of the responsibilities they're going to have to take if they do end up having a baby. Because if you're having sex, you got to think of the things that could happen, might happen, and will happen.
Yeah. Mecca, when you grow up, what do you want to do with your life?
When I grow up, I want to be an actress when I grow up, and I also want to be a mother. And I don't think that it's right to have an abortion because you're taking a life from the world. God says that you're like my parents say things like if God brings you into the world, then God can take you out. But I don't think if someone made the decision to have sex when they're young, and they should know that the consequences are that they could have a baby, and if they're gonna have that baby, and they should have it. They shouldn't have an abortion because that was their decision, and they decided to have that baby. So
I agree with her. I mean, it's God's right. Put a man, take him out. It's not God's right to put a man and you have you take him out for him.
Yeah, good point. Mecca, do you think that when you get married, do you think that your husband should stay home and you go to work, or should you be home and he go to work?
Well, I think that both the parents should work. I think, well, in the bond meeting, I know you brought that up because in the bond meeting we were talking about that. But I think that the man should work, but if the woman decides that she wants to have a job, and she thinks that she'd be happy doing this job, then she should be able to do it. It shouldn't be the man's right to say, "Well, I don't think you should have this job. I want you to go home, to stay home, cook for me, clean for me, and all these things." A housewife, he should. But
you've had a change of heart since the bond meeting, huh?
Not really, no.
Let me ask this. So let's say that the woman get married and she has a baby. So one have to go out to work. No. Who should that be?
I think the man should work. If a woman has a baby, then the woman should stay home with the child. But when they get a certain age that the parents think that they're old enough to stay home, like with their brothers and sisters or by themselves, or if they have a babysitter or something, then the woman should be able to go out and work.
Well, how about if the father say no, she should wait until the kids are at least 18 or 19 and insist that the wife stays home?
I disagree with that.
You do?
I think that by the age of around 14 or 15, they should be old enough to stay home by themselves.
Really?
I'm 9 and I stay home with my brothers and sisters by myself.
But wouldn't you rather have your mom there?
Yeah.
So that's what the kids, they all need. They'd rather have the mom, even though you have to do it that way right now. You prefer your mom to be there, right? How about you, Adriana?
But you can't, I mean, I agree with Mecca, but I think that, just like you said in the bond meeting, a woman should stay home and clean up and the man should work. I totally disagree with that because, I mean, I think if a woman is already, if a lady is already working and she likes her job, I don't think a man should take away the woman's job if she likes it, just because to go home and take care of kids. Because I mean, if a woman wants to work, I think she should have that privilege.
But don't you think it's a motherly thing to be home and take care of your kids and your household?
Well, sometimes it is and sometimes it isn't. It depends on what the woman thinks.
Will you stay home while your husband go to work?
Would I?
Uh-huh.
Well, no, because I'm too interested in what I want to be when I grow up.
Are you going to get married one day?
Yes.
And have kids?
Yes.
Who's going to stay home with the kids?
Like, I'll either get a babysitter or one of them will probably be old enough to stay home by themselves or anything.
Really? Are you living with both parents right now?
Yes, I am.
And are you left with a babysitter?
I don't have a babysitter.
Who takes care? Do your mom take care of you?
My grandmother, and sometimes me and my sister stay home.
Alone. And your mom goes to work?
My mom and my dad, yes.
Really? Would you prefer that your mom stay home?
Well, yeah, I do and I don't, because if my mother has to work, I appreciate that. Because, I mean, she brought me here and she can take me out. I mean,
what do you mean
she's
by
working.
That?
Because, I mean that your mother and your father are your parents. Your mother and your father are your parents and they take care of you. And I mean, if they get in an incident, like if they do something wrong, like if they're in a holdup or something like that, then I know that the parents would rather kill him than somebody else.
If you think that both parents should go to work and not be there with you, why do you prefer to have the mother there?
Why do I prefer to have the mom there? Because I love my mom. I like to see her all the time. And she's at work. She struggles and everything. Well, she doesn't actually struggle. I mean, she works long hours of the day. She goes to work at 8:30 something and then comes back at 10, 11 o'clock at night. And I mean,
that's sad.
Yeah.
That's real sad. What do you think? I see your hand. Huh?
Same thing with my parents.
You don't see them until 11 o'clock at night?
No, my mom.
My mom comes home earlier than my dad most of the time. My dad leaves. I see him in the morning, and then he comes home really, really late at night. And sometimes my mom will come home with him because they both work together practically in the same position. So sometimes they come home at the same time, and it's usually really late.
How do you feel about that?
I think that the mother should stay home. And when I grow up, I want to stay home with my children because I know how it feels, and I know how they would probably feel and how they would probably want their mother to stay home.
Yes, Wayne.
We have two parents in the house, right? So the mother's pregnant. When she has her baby, she's to stay home until he's old enough to stay by himself, because sometimes two parents have to work because you have to have enough money to support yourself, you know? So not just one person can do it. They have to have two people working. So sometimes there's exceptions to it, though.
But don't you think it's better to sacrifice all of these things that they want for their children? Because a lot of parents are selfish. The only reason they're working so hard like that is because they're trying to have all these fine things.
Well,
and they're sacrificing their kids' life for those things.
At the same time, a lot of people are working just to pay the rent and stuff, keep up the bills and everything.
But what do you think about what I just said, though, when a lot of parents are just working for things? Would you want to stay home as a husband and work in the house while your wife go out to work?
No.
No. Would you want your husband home while you go out to work, Adriana?
No.
Oh, good. Well, you had a change of heart, too, huh?
So
these kids, they took
so.
Me to tour on that last time. They said, yeah. How about you?
Me?
Uh-huh.
I think, well, I've already made up my mind. When I get older and if I have kids and I have a job, I'm working in the home, because I think that you should not sacrifice your kids for your job.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to have the fine things in life. You can get by, but don't sacrifice your kids for that, for the things. So you wouldn't be fancy or you wouldn't have all the nice things in the neighborhood.
Have you told your parents about all this since the last time we talked? Have you sat down and talked to them about these issues?
I have some. I like my mom staying home more, in a way, and I know in a way because when she gets home, we all have to clean up. But when she is home, we can talk to her about things we want to talk to her about.
Okay, let's take a break. Okay. We'll talk to Michael when we come back.
Bond, Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny, rebuilding the black community by rebuilding the black man. For more information, call our Los Angeles office at area code 213-759-3844. Oregon office, area code 503-955-1651. Or write, Post Office Box 86253, Los Angeles, California 90086. Bond, Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny, rebuilding the black community by rebuilding the black man.
Welcome back. Are we back? Okay. I said that in the meeting, I said that when I get married, my wife is going to have to quit her job to be home to take care of the kids and take care of me. Did you disagree with that?
I very much disagree with that. If a woman feels that she should work and she thinks it's a privilege to work, then she should get to. I mean, the man shouldn't get to tell her that she has to stay home and cook for him, clean for him. But if it's
a
child...
what's the point of getting married?
What's the point of getting married?
Yeah, if she's not going to stay home and take care of me, why should I get married?
For love.
For love.
Not for love.
No, it's not.
Wait a minute. You're living in the 50s.
It's the 90s. Women work. Women have lives.
I don't think it's a man's place to say, well, I don't think you should work. I want you to stay home, clean for me. So stay home and clean. I mean, if the woman decides to work, then let her work.
Well, what is the purpose, Michael? What is the purpose of getting married if your wife is not going to be there for you? Would you
that
want your wife
true.
Home?
You're
asking
about
Yeah.
See, I agree with that.
Yeah,
it's
you agree.
Just men.
Yes.
I think that I totally disagree with that because I mean, if the wife wants to go out and she really likes her job, why would if it's really love, why would the husband make the woman quit her job if she likes it? I mean, that's not love. If you're gonna make your woman quit a job that she likes, and make her clean up after your mess, that's not love.
Well, what is the purpose of getting married if she's not gonna be there for me?
That's not being there for you.
You love each other.
Yes,
and you want to be together, not because she can clean up after your mess.
If I just wanted somebody to clean up, I can get a maid. I don't have to get married.
If you really love your wife, then you respect your feelings about working.
No.
Yes, Wayne.
She's saying that she'll get a babysitter, right? Okay, if she's working all the time and she's having a babysitter raise her kids, they're going to be more to her than to the babysitter than to her.
Absolutely.
So, and I think if you don't have kids, then the woman could go and work and stuff. But if you do, then it depends what time it is. Like, if they're just growing up, if they're in their early
stages.
If
you're not going to have a family, there's no need to get married. Did you know that?
No, it's not.
I mean, the purpose of getting married.
You don't have kids yet, though. Huh? Not if you don't have them yet. No.
The purpose of getting married is to have kids, to have a family. I mean, if you're just going to have a roommate, you don't need to be married for that. Isn't that right, Michael?
Yes. No.
I don't know if I can get over that.
As the two young ladies on the end, if your husband that you get married to is a millionaire and he say he don't want you to go to work, what would you do?
No
That's
more husband.
That's a different subject.
No more husband.
She like that, buddy.
Okay. I'm talking about, but even if they do have the money, then the woman should be able to do volunteer work or whatever. If she feels, I mean, like I want to be an actress. I don't want to just be an actress for the money. I want to be an actress because I think it's something that I'd enjoy doing.
And once you get married, will you give that up?
No.
For your family?
I won't.
You won't?
When I get married, if my husband is a millionaire, if I think I want to be an actress or whatever, then I think I should be able to do that.
So why get married? Why don't you just stay single?
Because of love.
Yeah. What is love?
You want to be together.
You want to be together. You care about each other. You don't want to be together because you want him to clean up. No.
Love is commitment.
To what?
To each other.
You must have admit.
You have to admit.
You have the whole wrong idea.
I'm sorry?
You have the wrong idea about love.
You have to say something. Look.
Who told you about love?
I didn't know.
How do you know?
Society today.
Without women, you wouldn't have some of the things you need in life today without women.
And without men.
I mean, if women weren't working in there, you might lack some things that you're going to need for the future. You want to have for the future. Men have made most of the stuff in life because women were not allowed to do it. Women could have improved the things from the 18th century or whatever.
But don't you admit that we had a better society when the mother was at home with the kids and the father were providing?
Yeah, there's it's just like bad.
The old saying. It's just like the old saying.
Somebody there to make sure they weren't.
Can't live with them, can't live without them.
You're living the sitcom world. I mean,
Michael, would you marry a girl like this?
No.
Why not?
Because he's a male and he's with you.
Look at it ain't there.
Hold on a minute, guys. Michael, why not? Why wouldn't you marry a girl like that?
She tight. She like to be bossy and stuff. Like she like calling the shots.
Men need the women to lead tomorrow, or they never make it in the world.
But look at what if there was no men, then what would happen?
So if there's no men, there wouldn't be a world.
It's all the stuff that men have to do, and then there is no men.
Have you ever seen a man who can't cook try to cook dinner or try to cook?
Wait, who are the chefs around here, though? Who are the chefs? Most men are the good chefs.
Have you ever had a husband try to do your daughter's hair?
That's why the mother has to stay home. That's why the mother needs to be there.
And the dad's the chef.
Let me ask this.
Have you heard of the saying, can't live with them, can't live without them?
Yeah.
Well, that's why we need them at home.
It's the same way.
No, I mean the women.
Let me ask this question. I want to go around the room because we're running out of time. Mecca, where do you get your ideas about love and the way that the woman should be and all that? Is it coming out of school? Is it coming from the home?
Is it coming from your friends?
It's from the world.
It's coming from the world because
like from the TV and
the things around the world, not just the TV, because if you're walking out somewhere, you can see men and women together. I mean, it's partly from TV, yes, but from school, from just the world in general. Yep.
What do you get your ideas from about life?
Me, myself, and society.
From society?
Today.
Yourself and society?
Myself instead of society. From the things I can see, the things I can hear, things I can figure out for myself, I learn. That's how I learn my things.
So you think a woman should live like a man?
In a way, yes. I think women should have the same obligations as men do.
So if that's the way it should be, why isn't it working?
Who said it's not working?
We just talked about the breakdown of the home and the way the kids are because they don't have it.
That's in some, not all families like this. Some aren't. I mean, some women can, I mean, I would personally work in my home with my children because I can fulfill what I want to do and what my children need to grow up to be good kids.
Wayne, where do you get your ideas from the way it should be?
I think about it. When you stay at home all the time, you see how we have all these gangs and graffiti now?
Yeah.
See, because if nobody's home with the kids, then they can just go out and do whatever, and then they end up getting in trouble. Also, what you said about women trying to be doing the same thing as men, like women bodybuilders and stuff, they're starting to look like men and stuff like that.
See, if he were gay, he wouldn't have that opinion.
But I'm not.
So, Wayne, would you marry a girl like that with those ideas?
No, I don't. But look, if you, she says she wants to work at home with her kids. If she's working, she won't be able to do things that
her
kids needed to do.
That's not true.
How can you do both at the same time, though?
Yeah,
look,
be all bored.
If I'm working, I'm going to be a fashion designer. If I'm working and my kids need me, I'll stop. I'll go and help them until they don't need me anymore.
I'm not going to get married.
Then you won't get married
until you're ready to be a wife.
She won't get the job done, then the money won't come in that you need.
If my husband has a job, we can make it.
Andreana, she wants her husband to be working.
No, let Andreana talk.
What do you get your ideas from?
First, number one, I get mine from home.
From home?
Yes,
your mom is like that.
My mom and my dad.
Are they like, they have those ideas?
Mm-hmm.
That's where you get them from, okay. How about you, Michael?
Watch different people, and I be taking advice, a lot of advice for folks.
You like, do what?
I take advice from a lot of people, and I watch how they doing. If things be worked out for them, why'd I try it?
Yeah. Real quickly, what do we need to do to make a change in the world? Do we need to improve it? Is there something we can do to improve it?
Yes.
Real quick, we're going to go around the room. We have about 1 minute left.
Someone at home, though.
Someone at home.
And make sure the kids aren't doing all this bad stuff like is happening now.
Yeah. Yes, Mecca.
I think there needs to be better people in this society. I think the parents need to teach them and the teachers need to teach them.
Kenya.
I think that the women need to help the men and men need to help the women. They need to work together.
Yes.
I think people in society should start coming together, working together, and living a good life. I think like divorces and everything. I think there should be no more divorces, a lot of abortions and everything. I think the world would just be better that way.
Michael,
I think all people should just try to get along.
They should work things out. Yes or no? As we go out, the program is over. Are men and women the same, Michael?
Nah.
No. Are they, Adrian?
No.
They're different.
They can be similar, but not always.
Wait. They are different.
Yeah.
No, men and women are not. I mean, they're not the same. I mean, they're different, yeah.
Becca.
Different.
Yes or no? Should they be in the military? We are going out, so bye to the audience. I mean, to the, yeah, you people.
Becca. Yeah, blah, blah.
Should they be in the military? Women. Should they go to the army?
Can find a way. I know we can find.